So let's jump into the Sefer HaKuzri. Yesterday, we began to look carefully at Shmona Esrei itself with the Sefer HaKuzri. And he had opened our eyes to thinking about the richness of themes in the very first bracha, the bracha of Magen Avram, the bracha that the Chachamim refer to as Avos. So what's Avos about? So he had said, Sefer HaKuzri had said, that it's Milas HaAvos and the Bris with the Avos. Right? It gets us focused on the spiritual Madrega that the Avos had reached. We're not Chalila V'chas davening to the Avos. Obviously, we're davening to Ribbono Shel'Olam. But the significance of Milas HaAvos is presumably to appreciate, think about where I could come to as we enter the position of Kirvas Elokim, of Shmona Esrei, of Amid L'fnei Hashem, understand how high the ceiling is in tefillah. Think about how close the Avos brought themselves, how high the Avos raised themselves in terms of their Kirvas Elokim. I'm entering into my own Amid L'fnei Hashem. I could strive to be so high, so close to Ribbono Shel Olam. And not only are the Avos our model, but they're also the anchor. Because even if I am personally not roy to, I feel like I'm not deserving, but I have bris avos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to the avos, as the Kuzri pointed out, mevi zocher chaste avos umevi goel of nevenayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us even if we don't deserve it, because he made a promise to the avos, as we spoke about yesterday, it's in last week's sedra, made a promise to the avos that Klal Yisrael will endure. So it's with this sense of scope, and with this sense of security, that we enter into davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaBracha HaShniya, now he says the second bracha, moving on to Ata Gibor, Nikra is Gevuros, the Tana and the Mishnah is referred to that as the bracha of Gevuros, of the strengths, the powers of Hashem. Starts, Ata Gibor, you are powerful. And it lists many different powers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayim Esim, Misam Echnoflim, Matri Asurim. One of the major themes of this bracha is to make it clear that Kadosh Baruch Hu is always in control, always in charge of this world. Not as some scientists mistakenly think. Some scientists think that there are immutable laws of nature that are a sufficient explanation for the workings of the world. In other words, some scientists think, number one, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot change nature, that's just the way it is. And number two, they think that the laws of nature just are as they are without any earlier first cause. And we assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change, suspend nature at will. It can do nisim. And even when the world is operating in predictable ways, when the laws of science are in effect, they're in effect because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to be. He's the creator and the mandator. He's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who's powering physics and chemistry. Mem Shalat Timidis, the ongoing, continuous divine involvement and control of the universe. V'yiten libo. So, for instance, v'yiten libo shehu mechayes hameis mizman shiyirtze. The person will consider, over the course of this bracha, tchiyas hameisim is mentioned many times over the course of Ata Gibor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring the dead back to life. He can perform tchiyas hameisim whenever he wants. The significance of that, it's a nes that we look forward to in the future, but it's not just that. If you're a positivist scientist, if you believe that only science exists, there's nothing more, there's nothing beyond that, so that Tchias HaMesim is an absolute nes niglas. Tchias HaMesim is a suspension of nature. This is a theme that the Rambam took up in several places, notably in the Igeres Tchias HaMesim. Rambam writing a generation or two after Rehuda Levi, Tchias HaMeisim is antithetical to science in a very fundamental way. It's not just a violation of biology, it's a violation of physics, it's a violation of the thermodynamics. It's a reversal of entropy. In a sense. So if you believe that all there is science, it's not powered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have the power to suspend science, so then you would reject Tchias HaMeisim. We accept the possibility of Nisim Geluyim. As the Rambam points out, Tchias HaMeisim is a combination of a recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all-powerful, he's the creator of the universe, and therefore maintains control. Science itself, the laws of science, are creatures of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it stands to reason that he could suspend the will if he so chooses. HaKadosh Baruch Hu generally does not choose to suspend the laws of nature. He created them for a reason, but he can when he wishes to. And the Rambam stresses also the fact that we believe that Tchias HaMeisim not only can happen, but will happen, that's further acceptance of the Iker of Nevuah. If the Nevi'im told us, Hashem said, I will do Tchias HaMeisim in the future, we believe not only that it can happen, but that it will happen. So Tchias HaMeisim is an expression of multiple Ikari Emunah, aside from Tchias HaMeisim itself being an Ikar Emunah. So he says, Tchias HaMeisim is an expression of Gvuros Hashem in the sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's capacity to perform Nisim Geluyim, to absolutely suspend the laws of nature which he himself created. But we don't only talk about Tchias HaMeisim. Tchias HaMeisim figures probably in the bracha, but we also talk about Mashva Ruach. Matir Asurim, Lefi Ritzono. Shadvarm Hamur Mibracha Zu. Other powers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which are not Nisim Geluyim. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu powers the weather. So he makes science work as we predict that it will, because he's behind it. And Matir Asurim is not necessarily something we predict scientifically, but it's also not a nes nigla, not an absolute suspension of the laws of physics and chemistry. It's a nes nigla, not a nes nister. So we speak over the course of this brach about a variety of the types of powers of Ribbono Shel Olam. Chein pula meil his gashmu kvar betold us am Yisrael. These nisim have appeared, have already happened, all the time, or at least at times in the history of Klal Yisrael. And then we say la'acha shegila daito. Shehu ma'amin b'dvar ma'amur b'rkas avos v'agruos. And then once you've expressed, you've articulated that you subscribe to the Ikari Amunah that appear in the first two brachas. That Kadosh Baruch Hu promised and keeps his promises. And that Kadosh Baruch Hu controls the physical cosmos. V'heim dvarim sheyachol adam lachshov Mach Masam, it says, and what's the practical impact? It all seems like hypothetical philosophy, different Ikari Emunah, so we are mitzuvah to believe in various philosophical principles. We are mitzuvah to believe in the 13 Ikari Emunah. But where does this get me practically? Where is the Lamaisa? I want a daven. I want a spiritual experience. She says, these ideas, Dvarim Shiachol Adam Lachshov Mach Masam, these are ideas that highlight that Kadosh Baruch Hu can have a connection with this physical universe. Don't think that Hashem is out there somewhere, he doesn't know and he doesn't care about me and you and what I'm davening and what I'm going through. No. Avos and Gvuras highlight that Kadosh Baruch Hu had a special kesher with the Avos, and as a result of which he had a special kesher with all of Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though life is rhythmic and often typically scientifically predictable, that should not cloud our awareness of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved and controls and can get involved. So this is what we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu's imminence with an I. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. He's involved right here. At the same time, we balance that Yiromamuhu, Yakdishehu, Vigadlehu, Yagdilehu. At the same time, we have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upraised, that he's holy, that he's great. Bebirkas ata kadosh. Yarchik mimenu kol machshava sheyikre imo mikre mimikre achomer. I need to be careful to not fall into the kfira of thinking that God is physical. I reject any notion that Hashem is a physical body, or that he's physically limited. He's not a physical thing in this world. He is involved. He cares about what goes on in this world. He had a relationship with people like the others and has a relationship with people like us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in controlling events and items in this world. But he is not bound himself bound by this world. And this world is a creature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he's not within, he created the box of time and space and matter and energy and physics and chemistry within which Hashem then proceeded to create the rest of the physical world. But those are all structures, ideas, concepts that Hashem created. Time and space and matter and energy and physicality, those are all creatures of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's not bound, he's not within that box, so to speak, that self is a mashal. He's not bound by time and space. He's not bound by physical limitations. He's not physical. So that's what we say, yes, Magen Avraham, Mechayim Eis, Hashem is involved in this world, and it's possible for human beings to have a relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will impact our lives, but at the same time, Ata Kadosh, don't think that Hashem is himself physical. Don't think that Hashem himself is limited. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's imminence and his transcendence. He's involved right here, yet at the same time, he's far above. So that balancing act of Hashkafa is what we're laying out in the opening brachas. Right? As we know, the first three brachas are the introductory brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. The Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is that Shevach? The Gemara says, La'ol yisarpa adam b'shevacho shamachem v'achar espal. A Jew should first speak of the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then be mispalel, and then come to the heart of Shemoneh Esrei, which is asking for various things. And so in the past, you might have wondered, wait a minute, like a person, maybe you butter him up first, and then you ask for stuff. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't a person. We're gonna butter up God, we're gonna get him in a good mood, tell him some nice stuff about him, and then ask him for things. Chas v'sham. So what's going on? So the Kuzris explain, no, you have to understand that Gemara with nuance. Not that Hashem needs our praise, he's going to feel better, he's not a person. But it means that we do need to praise Hashem, we need to formulate, to whom are we davening? Where the first three brachas are, we're laying the framework in our own minds of that tefillah is possible. That there's a God who knows and cares. Who knows and cares about the others, about Kalashal, about you and me, and who's involved in the world, while at the same time, don't misunderstand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Lamala. So now I know to whom I'm davening. This makes a lot of sense. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's a transcendent God, who at the same time is involved in the world and cares about me? Wow, okay. Let's talk. That's a very powerful, practical opening to the Shemoneh Esrei. Let's close with the next couple of lines. We sort of wrap together this whole set of the first three brachas. Ba'amar bracha zu, when you say this bracha about HaKadosh, Yitena libo kol masha amra filosofim b'dvar ra'omus u'kedush Hashem. You'll think about, if you've already studied the works of the Jewish philosophers, what they say about the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have been talking the last few minutes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is transcendent, he's not limited physically as we are, he's not a physical creature. And then La'acher, Shekiyim es emunas elokuso, guvuroso, umachuso, bebirkas avazugurus. You think about that after you've already expressed, articulated belief in Hashem's divinity and belief in his power in the first two brachas. And the order, as Birkas Avos and Gvuris, Chayiv LaHakdim LaKedushas Hashem. First come Avos and Gvuris, Magen Avraham Ata Gibor, before Kedushas Hashem, before Ata Kadosh. Why? Interesting. Why not start with Ata Kadosh? Ata Kadosh is sort of like the most abstract. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're up there, out there, you're Kadosh. Why not start with that? Or like from first principles, Bereishis Bara. So he says, no. We'll get to that. But first, Avos. Why do we start with Avos first? Why do we start with Avos first? It's because Avos is chayv l'akadima. Look, it's just a shame. Avos and Atta Gibra come first. Ki al yidei ha-Avos hisbarer lanu sheyesh lanu moshel mitzava. Because practically, philosophically, in terms of conceptually, in terms of ideas, we could start out the Kaddish first. But Lamai said, how do I know all of this? My emuna is rooted in large part in the traditions of the Avos. I can come to deeper appreciation of emuna through my own rational thought as well, but my emuna begins with tradition. My relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins with tradition. Through the Avos, it became clear to us that there's a God who's in charge and who is mitzaveh, who has expectations of people, who gives commands. Luli Avos were not for the tradition from the Avos. We might otherwise have subscribed to the agnostic approaches of some of the philosophers. Doglim b'deya shalom kazmon. Those philosophers who deny Bria Sa'olam. So we begin with Avos, the anchor. Not only the anchor in terms of Zchus Avos is why Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps us going, but the anchor in terms of our Emuna, which begins with tradition. And then we begin to talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's a Gibor, that he's involved in this world, that he's imminent, at the same time that he's Kadosh, that he is transcendent, there's balance. And then he says, and once you're at that point, after I've laid this out, Mekadosh Hashem Meromimo, then Yaschil B'Bakasha Tzarachav. Then I can move on to begin to the middle brachas where I ask for various requests. And with that we will pick up in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. So we've completed the introductory three brachas of the Shemona Esrei. And then we see that the Yisaper Adam Mishmacho Shalmakim to open Shemona Esrei with the Sheva Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a very profound idea. We open by reviewing Ikari Emunah, by reviewing how we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We had a relation with the Avos. The Avos taught us to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Avos, because the Avos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is committed to us through thick and thin, the Bris Avos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who's involved, he cares about us and he's involved in the world. At the same time, he's a Kadosh. He's a Kadosh Elyon. He's a transcendent God. And to him, we pray.